Mind's Ear Audio Productions presents The Dante Experience by Scott D. Southard.
I'm the tour guide here. I decide who comes and who doesn't.
Excellent.
Why does everyone have their finger on their nose?
You know you want to squeak the ducky.
I'm Death Bunny.
Forward march!
Just a second!
Oh my god!
Episode 10, Paradiso.
This is going to be hell, I just know it.
Morning, your holiness, sir. I've been asked to give you the briefing on the situation. My name is General Joseph S2398-0 of the 1st Division. Angel Michael X34267-1 is currently being rushed to the front lines. His knowledge of the people and the situation will help bring about a positive end to our confrontation. At least that's our hope. It's been over a week since the Dante experience began, and its progress has created horrendous results. The slackers who were chosen to take part in this tour of hell are rude, self-centered, far too outspoken, and too desensitized by violence to care about the torture going on around them. The worst of the bunch is Susan. She's one of the commanding generals of the Limbo Army. They're currently an hour's march from the gates of heaven as we speak. Here, let me show you a map detailing the situation. Here is the Limbo Army. Along with them is the rest of the tour group. Robert, Allison, Will, Steve, and their guide, Dante. We think that they're only along for the ride and won't be engaging us in battle. But that's far from all, sir. Behind the Limbo Army, and unbeknownst to them, is an army of devils under the leadership of Satan himself. After the Limbo Army crushed the Devil Army at the City of Dis, the devils began to think that they'd finally found their window of opportunity to attack heaven. They've removed Satan from his ice prison. They're 2 hours away from the gate. Sir, we're in the process of quickly rounding up all your best angels and men as we speak. You already have an angel wing squadron hiding on the other side of the gate to do what's necessary to keep the invaders out. However, at the moment, they greatly outnumber us. Angel Michael is on his way to stall them outside the gate as long as possible. Time will be our greatest ally in this battle. I'll inform you as soon as any changes arise. Thank you for your patience, and may you bless us all, sir.
Are we there yet?
Oh, shut up, Robert.
Don't tell Robert to shut up.
Thanks, Allison.
Even though he sounds like a whiny brat, we have to be polite.
What?
I'm just teasing.
That's teasing?
Can you feel the excitement in the air, my friends? Can you smell the change?
It smells like sweaty socks more than anything. Don't any of these dead people bathe?
What we will do today will change reality as we know it.
I thought you were into this now, Steve.
Yeah, I like the uniform.
You children of mine.
What? Why did you all sigh? Can't you shut up for just a few minutes?
Robert's right.
I can't believe I agreed to this mess. I don't think even one of you is a poet.
Poetry? I've written some poetry.
Oh, no.
Oh, kill me now. Oh, wait. Never mind.
You're a poet, Allison?
I once won a poetry contest.
Allison.
Well, I was in junior high, but I still won.
Allison.
Well, actually, I won an honorable mention, but it still was an achievement. I still beat people.
Those sixth graders still regret the day they challenged her poetry.
Let me hear some of it.
Just a second. I have my notebook right in my backpack. You can read it for yourself. Here you go.
Let me see.
Hail Susan McCloskey.
Hey, Jules.
Are all the men ready for the fight ahead?
Yeah, I guess.
I have a little back pain, so if you don't mind, I'll sit this one out. But the next time you throw a major life-changing battle, be sure to call me.
Shut up, Will.
We will give those angels a battle they will never forget.
Hey, ditto on that thought.
Is this what the pass is for poetry now?
Susan, I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
What's wrong with my poetry?
What's up, Jules?
Well, let's see. Here, let me read one. When I see you, all I see is death, blood, pain, 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 blood, 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 more pain, blood, red, death, death.
I was thinking.
What's wrong with that?
There's Demeter. What's a poetry without Demeter? Or how about this one?
Maybe we can go out?
I saw your face in the egg I was frying this morning. You said, help, don't fry it. As I moved you with my skillet, your face was the oak. Yellow, covered with the hints of black. I squashed you with my fork and watched your ooze cover the pan. You are my egg. Yum.
What do you mean, Caesar?
What's wrong with that poem?
Can I interrupt for just 1 second? Am I that egg, Allison?
Yes.
My complexion looks much better now. It's not fair to say my face is covered with hints of black.
You know, a movie, maybe dinner, just the two of us.
I guess I could change that line. As long as I can still destroy the egg.
That's cool.
It doesn't matter. This is just awful. All this sporadic emotion, using everyday objects for symbolism, as you abandon everything that defines what the poetry is and stands for. Does all modern poetry suck this badly?
Caesar, you're a nice guy and all. And I think you're really smart, but...
You don't like me?
Are there any more poems about me?
These aren't the poems.
There's a whole canon about you. It's titled, Die, My Loser Boyfriend. Die.
Catchy.
Can everyone please shut up?
Like I said, you're a nice guy and all. It's just...
A whole canon? Wow!
Is it Alexander? Is it because of him?
I wish we were at the Mall of America.
Not the canon. This is not the poetry.
Can everyone please shut up?
It isn't Alexander.
So what is it?
Can I read a few of the poems?
You'd really like to?
Yes.
These aren't the poems.
Well, the thing is, you're dead, Julius.
That is so unfair of you to throw that in my face.
I really did want to buy a new pair of jeans. And now look at me. I'm dead. How am I supposed to try on jeans now?
I would like you to read my poems.
Hey, Caesar.
I'm a little busy here, Steve.
Not overalls, mind you. Maybe a little baggy or tight. Do you think I have a nice ass, Susan? Should I get tight jeans?
Why are you asking me?
Hey, Caesar. Do you know that female soldier over there?
What about her?
I would be honored to read your poems, Allison.
These aren't the poems. I should know. I'm a famous support, and these are not the poems.
She's single?
That's it. Everyone just shut up. I can't take any more of all your talking. Just shut up. Shut up, all of you.
Well, I...
Shut up, dammit. I said shut up.
I just want to say these are not the...
Don't push me, Dante. Now, which part of shut up was unclear?
These just aren't the poem.
That's it.
Oh, wow! That sucker punched Dante. I totally didn't see that coming.
Neither did Dante, apparently.
You say one more word, Dante, I'll smack you so hard that your living great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will feel it.
I'm not scared of you.
He is death, Dante.
Shut up, Robert. Just to try it again, death. You wouldn't dare.
Oh, wow, another good punch. Death is the man.
Now you just keep quiet and think about what you did, Dante. I'm going to have to teach you another lesson. Do you hear me? I thought so.
I'm going to go over there and talk to that female soldier.
Hail, Susan!
And Caesar. Yes. Hail, Alexander.
Hey, Alex.
The front lines are nearing the gates. We request your presence.
We'll be up momentarily.
It would be best if you were up at the front as we approach.
We're talking, Alexander.
What are you two talking about?
Oh, not again. They aren't going to fight over Susan again.
What we're talking about doesn't concern you, Alexander.
What's up with you guys?
Are you going out with Caesar, Susan? Be honest with me. I have always been honest with you.
Can you two just get a grip? Alexander's right. We're needed at the front lines.
I don't want to be on the front lines.
What?
I know what's going on between you two.
What?
I wish you would have been honest with me.
There is nothing between us.
What do you mean there's nothing between us?
I like this poem, Allison.
Which one?
They are not...
Dante.
The one where you compare my body to the falling sun sinking in the west like a summer day that ends too soon. Too soon.
Thank you, Robert. That means a lot to me.
What part of my body are you talking about?
Can't believe this.
Oh, and it's another solid punch for death. Glad I didn't piss you off, huh, death?
There's still time.
Does anybody here have a condom?
I do, in my backpack. Just a second. Here you go.
You have condoms in your backpack?
I'm going to the front lines. You two can stay here and argue if you like.
Thanks, Allison. Hey, you still buy our brand.
I know.
What?
What?
Trojans!
Relax, Alexander. It's just a brand name.
It brings back so many memories. I love these condoms.
So do I.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
What was that about?
Nothing.
I thought you two only shared one single night. But you have a favorite condom brand?
Wait for me, Susan.
Shut up, Will.
I'm coming too, Susan.
Oh, you are you?
I said stop laughing, Will.
Make me, Robert. Oh!
Huh, thanks, Death.
Hey, that hurt.
You were warned. Now let's all go to the front. And for God's sake, stop talking.
I don't know what I did to deserve... Ow!
That was a good punch, Death.
Does anyone else want any? All right, then. Let's go.
All right, what's going on? Is someone in charge of this mess? Hello, Gabriel speaking here. Important angel. A response would be nice.
I'm in charge.
That's more like it. And your name is?
General Susan McCloskey of the 3rd Division of the Army of Limbo.
Ah, and you want to get into heaven?
No. Actually, we want to take it.
I see. And do you have an appointment?
You didn't make an appointment, Alexander.
Don't push me, Julius.
I don't think you understand the situation, Gabriel. We're an army.
Yes.
And we're here to take heaven.
And I'm asking if you have an appointment.
My God.
Exactly. You must understand, this is a very busy place. We just can't have people walking in and out saying, how do you do? How is the weather? Oh, it is heavenly today. No, of course not. See, this is why I have an appointment book. So I can make appointments. And if you had an appointment, you would give me your name and I would look at this book and say, why, yes, Susan, please come in. Do take off your shoes first, as we've just had the carpet done.
Okay, you're not getting what's truly going on here.
So how many times did you and Steve date, Allison?
Never dated, Robert.
So you just slept together?
Actually, we didn't do much sleeping.
Now, if you want, I can take down your name on this little notepad here, and then when there's an opening, I can move your name from the pad to this book. And then I'll call you. Now, please move aside. Next!
Okay, we have to change what we're doing here.
Next!
Hi, my name is Will Davis. I believe you have a reservation for me.
Let's see, Will Davis...
Nice try. Ignore him, Gabriel.
What should we do, Susan?
It's time to raise the ante on this game.
Should we kill Gabriel?
Are you scared?
We've never killed an angel before.
Excuse me, what did he just say?
Wait a second. Time out! Hello there! Hello?
Oh, great.
I didn't think I would make it here on time.
I thought I told you I don't need any paradise cleaning supplies, Michael.
I'm not here about that. Everyone listen to me. Hello, everyone? My name is Angel Michael, X34267-1. I'm the angel in charge of the Dante experience. I'm responsible for your trip through hell and your adventure so... Ow!
Good punch, Allison.
Hey, my eye!
And maybe something from the Paradise Corporation can take away the pain.
Like drinking the carpet cleaner.
Good one, Death.
Okay, I'm here... Oh... To try and work this out, we should be able to find a common ground that we can all negotiate from.
Does anyone here have an appointment?
I do.
Mephistopheles!
What the hell is he doing here?
Hello, Allison. Long time no see.
It's been one day.
It felt like forever to me. Hello, Angel Michael.
Ah! What are you doing here?
I am here as a spokesperson for the Army of Satan, and I've been sent to negotiate a partnership with the Limbo Army and the lovely Susan.
Lovely?
What do you have in mind?
Don't listen to him, Susan!
How dare you call someone else lovely?
Working together, we might just be able to succeed in taking heaven.
I'm sorry, I don't see your appointment here.
I really don't have one.
It was a dramatic introduction.
Well, be dramatic on your own time. I have a job to do here.
You don't think she's more beautiful than me, do you?
Why should you care what he thinks, Allison?
Don't listen to him, Susan.
Susan, our army is just behind yours and can be here in a few minutes. Either we work together, or you will have a battle on both sides.
Your offer is intriguing, but I must think of the situation after the victory.
After the victory? Hey, just a doggone minute.
How do we divide the spoils?
I'm going to take a coffee break. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
You have a smoke I could call?
No. What did you say?
Nothing, oh great and wonderful gamekeeper.
Bonehead.
Pansy. So, what do you think, Suzanne?
Did you call me Pansy?
I don't know.
I don't need to deal with you. I'm important.
Yeah, so important that they give you the only job that requires that you spend 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, away from all the other angels on the other side.
What are you saying?
Have to spell it out for you.
But how do we split the land up?
Well, what we were thinking is that we would take heaven.
I don't think so.
I can't believe you think Susan is lovely. I mean, look at me. I'm lovely. Me. I'm living beauty. Just look at my eyes. I can have any man crawling with these baby blues in a second.
What's going on here?
Look at my eyes, Robert.
Wow. You sure are pretty, Allison. Hey, I think Angel Michael left the gate open a little.
I can't believe you would say that about me, Dev.
Maybe you just couldn't realize the truth.
Hello, did anyone hear me? You aren't going back to him, are you, Allison? Well, I'm just going to go on in and...
Look at you, Dev. It's not as if you're invited to all the parties in heaven.
There are parties in heaven?
Oh, great. Now see what you've done.
I didn't know there were parties.
Allison, what does that devil have that I don't?
A forked tail.
What's the big deal about that?
I really don't want to go into details.
And where are we supposed to stay if you have heaven?
You can have purgatory.
There is no difference between purgatory and limbo.
Well, then, they'll fit right in.
I'm going into heaven now. Bye, everyone.
I can't believe I was never invited to any parties in heaven.
Well, it's not as if you're fun to be around.
All you do is whine, whine, whine. I'm so great. I'm so great. I like poems.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Did I miss anything? Wow, who are the guys with the wings?
Oh, who cares anymore?
That's unacceptable, Mephist.
Well, you can't expect us to give you heaven. We've dreamt of taking heaven since the beginning of time.
So you're saying you should get it just because you're super lazy? Well, that's not gonna cut it, Buster.
Talk to me, Mephist.
Hey, where's Will?
I've gotta get away from here. I need a breath of fresh air.
You better talk to me, Mephist. I gave you the best days of my life. Because of that, I deserve a little attention here.
Allison, what do you want me to say to you? I'm sorry. I'm a devil. I do evil things. I betray, I cheat, I lie, and I manipulate. That's what I do. I'm a devil. D-E-V-I-L. Devil. And you can't spell devil without E-V-I-L.
The deal is off, Mephist.
Wait, Susan. I didn't mean it would be that way with our deal.
Caesar, prepare the men.
Yes, Susan.
Alexander, go to the back of the line and prepare the soldiers for the attack that will come from behind.
Yes, Susan.
Susan, wait! Hear me out!
Forget her, Mephist. Talk to me. I'll listen to you.
Dante, have you seen Will?
Steve, would you invite Dante to one of your parties?
Yeah, as if.
I can't believe this.
Caesar!
What is it, Susan?
The angels are approaching the gate.
All right, coffee break is over. I'm back. Now, if no one here has an appointment, I must ask you all to leave.
Prepare the archers!
Ready!
Right. All joking aside, what are you hoping to do with those arrows, might I ask?
I really don't think I'm that big a stick in the mud.
Aim!
Wait! Wait!
What is it, Robert?
Look over there.
Where?
Over there, to the left, about a quarter of a mile.
You mean by those trees?
Yes, now look a little to your left.
It's a parking lot.
Beyond the parking lot.
It's the Mall of America.
We made it.
All right, let's go.
Good job, Robert.
Thanks, Allison. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Race you there.
Hey, wait. Where are all of you going?
Where is Susan going, Caesar?
The Mall of America is over there.
Really? The Mall of America? Come on, Boogle.
Oh, Boogle.
Keep up with me, Boogle. We're going shopping with Susan.
Yeah!
Ha! You can't win her that quickly. Yeah!
What is this Mall of America?
It's the world's largest mall. There is supposedly a store there for everything. It has a lot of restaurants and even an amusement park.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey! The army is leaving! I did my job! What do you think of your chances now, Mephist? Mephist, where are you going?
I'm going to the mall. See you losers later.
I could use a new notepad. Wait for me, Mephist!
Gabriel, I have some notepads for sale.
Like I'd want that crap.
I can't believe they're all leaving. This is heaven! Heaven!
I understand there are over 10 bookstores and...
Bookstores? Hey, guys, wait for me!
Angel Michael? Where did everyone go? There's no one here.
They all went to the Mall of America.
Mall of America? Where?
It's right over there. See the crowds of dead soldiers and devils running over the parking lot there?
Come on, man! Let's go shopping! Fly!
Wait! You can't go! There are no angels in heaven! Who will guard the big guy? Hey, wait! Oh, what the hell? Wait for me!
The Dante Experience was written by Scott D. Southard and directed by Joel Pearson. It starred John Edward Kinzer, Scott Shamblin, Emerson Lajoie, Tyler Andrews, Elif Ogon, Danny Townsend, and Victor Kinzer. Also starring Martin Wilson, Tony Brewer, Jim Hetmer, Joel Pearson, Barry Little, and Philip Anderson. Executive producer and sound designer, Dana Dyer Pearson. Dante theme music composed and performed by Joseph Donnelly. To learn more about Mind's Ear, visit our website at www.minds-ear.org. The Dante Experience, copyright 2001, all rights reserved.
And then, God, I hit puberty. What a pain that was. My face was covered with zits. And look, I'm 20 and I still have some. Look at this one. It's been on my chin forever. And what about sending a little action my way? I mean, really, it seems everyone but me is getting it on.